Welcome to Unearthed by Sandra podcast. I'm Sandra Largaspada, a food systems professional, and I love educating people about veganism and living cruelty-free. In each episode, I will share blogs and resources from some of the most amazing plant-based food and conscious lifestyle writers from around the world. I'll also be interviewing people and professionals with powerful stories that will inspire you and educate you about all things plant-based. Today's episode is based on the question, is honey vegan? The article, The Honey Industry, was written by Vegan Society. All right, let's get started. Honey is probably the product most frequently mistaken as vegan-friendly. There is a common misconception that honeybees make their honey especially for us, but this couldn't be much further from the truth. Honey is made by bees for bees, and their health can be sacrificed when it is harvested by humans. Importantly, harvesting honey does not correlate with the Vegan Society's definition of veganism, which seeks to exclude not just cruelty, but exploitation. What is honey? Honey is the energy source of bees. Without it, they would starve. Honey also provides essential nutrients during poor weathers and the winter months. The honeybee, the genus of bee used in commercial honey production, will visit up to 1,500 flowers in order to collect enough nectar to fill its honey stomach. A second, separate stomach in which enzymes begin to break down the nectar into honey. After returning to the hive, this is regurgitated and chewed by house bees to complete the honey-making process. The hive works as a collective to provide each member with an adequate supply, each bee producing just a 12th of a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime, significantly less than most people would expect. Honey is fundamental to the hive's well-being. Now, let's talk unethical practices. Conventional beekeepers aim to harvest the maximum amount of honey, with high honey yields being viewed as a mark of success. When farmers remove honey from a hive, they replace it with a sugar substitute, which is significantly worse for the bees' health since it lacks the essential micronutrients of honey. In conventional beekeeping, honeybees are specifically bred to increase productivity. This selective breeding narrows the population gene pool and increases susceptibility to disease and large-scale die-offs. Diseases are also caused by importing different species of bees for use in hives. These diseases are then spread to the thousands of other pollinators we and the other animals rely on, disputing the common myth that honey production is good for our environment. In addition, hives can be cooled post-harvest to keep farmer costs down. Queen bees often have their wings clipped by beekeepers to prevent them from leaving the hives to produce a new colony elsewhere, which would decrease productivity and lessen profit. Honey's popularity shows no sign of slowing. The honey industry, like many other commercial industries, is profit-driven, where the welfare of the bees is often secondary to commercial gain. What about environmental effects? Well, mass breeding of honeybees affects the population of other competing nectar-foraging insects, including other bees. Overwhelmed by the ever-inflating quantities of farmed bees, the number of native bumblebees have declined. According to Bee Culture's annual honey report, of the honey consumed in the U.S. in 2018, 152.3 million pounds was produced in the U.S., and 442.6 million pounds was imported, a total of 594.9 million pounds. We approximately import about 75% of the honey we use, and 25% is produced in the U.S. Unlike bees, humans can thrive without honey in their diets. If you're someone that's looking for vegan alternatives, there are plenty of options to satisfy any sweet syrup craving you may have. While some are more like honey than others, all of them come from plants. You can use these products for baking, cooking, as a sweetener for drinks, or to eat a spoon of out of the jar at the end of a long day. Here's a list of six honey alternatives. Number 1. Agave nectar. It's a sweetener commercially produced from several species of the agave plant. Agave is sweeter than honey and tends to be less viscous. Like honey, it comes in a varietal of styles ranging from dark amber to light, each with their distinct flavor. Number 2. Barley malt syrup. This syrup is a natural sweetener that is dark brown in color with a pleasant malty taste. It is about half as sweet as honey, probably similar to brown rice syrup. It is produced by cooking sprouted barley malt. The benefits are it contains some minerals and vitamins. It is a natural product and does not contain any chemicals. The enzymes that turn the carbohydrate to sugar occur naturally in the sprouted grains. It is reputed to have a lower glycemic index than table sugar. Number 3. Brown rice syrup. A sweetener made by exposing cooked rice to enzymes that break down the starches and turn them into smaller sugars. Then all the impurities are filtered out, and all that is left is a thick, dark syrup with a caramel-type flavor. Number 4. Coconut nectar. Nectar made from the reduced sap of coconut palms has a sweet, tangy taste with no coconut flavor. It is high in amino acids, vitamins, and minerals, and it is also low glycemic. Number 5 is actually a very common sweetener, maple syrup. This pancake staple comes from the sap of sugar maple, red maple, or black maple trees. And finally, number 6, molasses, which comes from refining sugar cane or sugar beets into sugar. Like other plant syrups, molasses has several varieties and flavors. And although this episode is about honey, if you want to support bees, make sure you're reading through the ingredient statement of all the products you buy. Beeswax and honey are commonly used in foods like cookies and dressings. They're also used to make cosmetic hygienic products like shampoos, lotions, and chapsticks. So I want to leave you with one last piece of knowledge. The most impactful thing you can do is vote with your dollars and support businesses that have adopted good and ethical practices. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's audio and would like to learn more about plant-based honey alternatives, check out the description section of this episode. I'd also love to hear your thoughts, what you learned, or what plant-based topics you want to hear. So send me a tweet at @bysandraal, or you can email me at unearthedbysandra@gmail.com. All right, tune in next Sunday for more plant-based tips.